Located on the crystal blue waters of Lake Huron lies Mackinac Island. She is tucked in between Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas. Indulge me as I share all the ins and outs of the place that stole my heart. This is Totally Mackinac Island. Hello and welcome to Totally Mackinac Island podcast. I am your host, Heather, and it's good to be back this week because I have been doing a lot of pre-interviews. I had them recorded ahead of time, and that was something that I didn't realize I would miss getting on and talking a little bit more about some things going on. So one of the first things I want to talk about is, in case you did not know, Mackinac Island Lilac Festival was just voted the number 2 flower festival in the nation. This year's Lilac Festival is sure to be filled with flowers, fun, and fudge, because fudge is always a given. But back to the flowers. Mackinac is celebrating 76 years of the Lilac Festival, and this year is set to be the best one yet. Join them on June 7th through the 16th and visit the website https://, which I will have this down in the show notes, 10best.usatoday.com/awards/travel. You know what? I'll just put it in the show notes so that way you guys can go there and learn about it. Also, when we go up, we will be there during the Lilac Festival, and I am going to do the Lilac 10K run walk. So I was just going to do the option of running and walking and go under walk, but if you sign up for the walk, you have to just walk. You can't do both. And when I say running, I'm just jogging, but excited to be back to doing that again. It will be that Saturday morning at 9:30 of the first weekend of the Lilac Festival. So I feel like that's always a great way to kind of get you in to see a little bit more of the inner island. There is a hill that is pretty intense, but other than that, it is a great run to do. So I'm also going to be discussing the opening dates today. They have this posted on their website, www.mackinacisland.org, for you to go on. I'm going to go over everything right now, so that way you can have an idea of what to look for. So lodging, these are the scheduled opening dates. Open all years above Mackinac Condos, Pontiac Lodge, and Village Inn Suites. On April 26th, we've got the Grand Hotel soft opening with limited services, Mission Point Resort, and the Murray Hotel. May 1st is Cottage Inn Park Place Suites. May 2nd is the Chippewa Hotel. Then we go to May 3rd, De L'Anglade Condos, Downtown Harbor Suites, Grand Hotel. They are fully open at this point. Island House Hotel, Jacob Wendell House, Lilac Tree and Suites, Mackinac House, Main Street Inn and Suites, Market Street Inn, Pie Cottage B&B. May 9th, Hans 1830 Inn, Harbor View Inn, Hotel Iroquois, Inn on Mackinac. May 10th, Sunset Condos, Clohan B&B. May 17th, Small Point B&B. May 21st, Lakeview Hotel. May 22nd, Bogan Lane Inn, Voyager Inn. June 17th, Inn at Stonecliff. To be determined, Bayview B&B, Bicycle Street Inn, Hearts Inn, Lake Bluff Condo and Suites, Lilac House B&B, McGreevy Cottage, Mativier Inn, and Windermere Hotel. For shopping, these right now are the scheduled open dates. Open all year, Dowd's Market, Island Hardware and Fuel, Mackinac Island Ferry Company Ship Store. April 20th, Loon Feather and Balsam Shop, downtown location. April 26th, Cherish Moments at Mission Point Resort, Grand Casual at Grand Hotel, Little Luxuries, Mackinac Market at Grand Hotel, Pink Pony Club, Pink Pony Store. May 2nd, Mackinac Birkenstock. May 3rd, Benjamin of Mackinac, Decked Out, Destination Mackinac, Grand Golf and Apparel at the Jewel, Grand Men at Grand Hotel, Grand Women at Grand Hotel, Margaret's Garden at Grand Hotel. May 4th, the Island Bookstore, the Little Island Bookstore. May 10th, Wings of Mackinac Butterfly Conservatory Gift Shop at Surrey Hill, Balsam Shop at Surrey Hill, Little Acorn at Surrey Hill, and Loon Feather at Surrey Hill. May 18th, Grand Memories Outlet Store. May 24th, Swim in Sun Apparel and Sundries at Esther Williams Pool at Grand Hotel. To be determined, The Birches, Roosters of Mackinac Sweatshirts and Tees at Surrey Hill, Caddy Wampus, Flagship, Garden Gate at Mission Point Resort, Great Turtle Toys, Island Breeze, Landing Gull and La Gallery, Lilacs and Lace, Mackinac's Little Gallery, Mackinac Kids, Mackinac Outfitter, Nadia's Fashion Shop, Nephews of Mackinac, Noel Skiba Artwork, The Original Mackinac Island Butterfly House Boutique on Main Street, Original Mackinac Island Butterfly House Gift Shop at Mackinac Island Ferry Company Dock 1, Poppins, Rustic Chic Boutique of Mackinac, St. Anne Gift Shop, Threads of Mackinac, Irvana's. Then going over for attractions and services, open all year, Fresh Air Aviation, Central Savings Bank, First National Bank, Mackinac Island Airport, Mackinac Island Medical Center, Mackinac Island Service Company, Mackinac Island Taxi Service, Mackinac Shuttle, Northern Transport and Shuttle, Mackinac Island Post Office, Vintage Glam. On April 26th, Admiral Dave's Arcade at Mission Point, Lakeside Salon and Spa at Mission Point, Public Restrooms Downtown. April 29th, State Park Visitor Center Restrooms, Huron Road Pavilion Restrooms. May 1st, CAP Excursions. May 3rd, Arch Rock Restrooms, tentatively based on construction. Astor Salon and Spa, Grand Hotel. British Landing Restrooms, Fort Holmes Black House. Missionary Bark Chapel, Fort Mackinac. The Gem Mini Golf Course at Grand Hotel. Grand Hotel Stables and Carriage Museum. The Jewel Golf Course, Grand Nine. Mackinac State Park Visitor Center. Milliken Nature Center at Arch Rock, tentatively based on construction. The Woodlands Activity Center at Grand Hotel. May 10th, Benjamin Blacksmith Shop, Historic Downtown Mackinac. The Biddle House and the Mackinac Island Native American Museum, Historic Downtown Mackinac. Richard and Jane Manoogie and Mackinac Art Museum, Wings of Mackinac, subject to change. Surrey Hill Carriage Museum. May 11th, Cindy's Riding Stable, Golf Livery Carriages, Jack's Livery Stable. May 12th, Cedar Grove Bike Track at Grand Hotel. May 17th, Greens of Mackinac Putt-Putt at Mission Point Resort. May 23rd, the Jewel Golf Course, Woods 9. Then you've got May 24th, the McCartney Years Concert Series at Mission Point Theater, the pool at Mission Point. May 25th or 26th, Mackinac Parasailing, open for weekends until mid-June, then open every day. June 1st, American Fur Company Store and Dr. Beaumont Museum, British Landing Nature Center, McGulpin House. To be determined, you got your Brown Eyed Girl Boat Charters, Chad's Wonderful Walking Tours, EUP Fishing and Charters, Esther Williams Swimming Pool, Forge of Memory Blacksmith Shop, Grand Hotel Hot Tub, Great Turtle Kayak Tours, Haunted Theater, Haunts of Mackinac Walking Tour, Mackinac Horsemen's Association and Community Equestrian Center, Mackinac Island Carriage Tours, Mackinac Island State Marina, Mackinac Jane's Audio Tours, Maze of Mirrors, Mackinac Island Yacht Club, My Flight Helicopter Tours, Original Butterfly House and Insect World, Stewart House Museum, Sip and Sail Cruises, Woods 9 at the Jewel Golf Course, and Wawashkamo Golf Club. The ferry lines are Mackinac Island Ferry Company, St. Ignace. They are open year-round. April 21st, Mackinac Island Ferry Company, Mackinac City. Then Scheffler's Ferry, Mackinac City, and St. Ignace on April 21st. The Fudge Shops, opening April 26th, Murray Hotel, Original Murdix Fudge, Sanders Fudge, and Candy Shop. On May 3rd, Riva's Fudge Shops, To Be Determined, Joann's, Kilwin's, and May's Candy Shops. And then we go over to restaurants. Open all year, you've got Dowd's, Island Slice Pizzeria, Kingston Kitchen, Mustang Lounge. On April 26th, Amigo Burrito at Murray Hotel. Lunch only, breakfast starting on 4/27. Autumn Bar at Grand Hotel, Boxwood Coffee Shop and Cafe at Mission Point. Gatehouse, open until 10 p.m. after dark, no hours. After dark hours, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. start on May 3rd. Good Day Cafe, Horn's Gaslight Bar and Restaurant, Lobby Bar at Mission Point Resort, Patrick Dowd's Pub, Round Island Kitchen at Mission Point Resort, Seabiscuit Cafe, Straight Up Coffee at Mission Point Resort. April 27th, Great Turtle Brewery and Distillery. May 2nd, Pink Pony Bar and Grill, Tea Room at Fort Mackinac. May 3rd, 1852 Grill Room, Chianti at Mission Point, Coppola Bar at Grand Hotel, Geranium Bar at Grand Hotel, Grand Hotel Main Dining Room, Dinner Only, The Jockey Club, Mackinac Island Pizza Company, Mary's Bistro Draft House, Pancake House, Starbucks, Terrace Room Dancing at Grand Hotel. May 4th, Grand Hotel Luncheon Experience. May 5th, Verde's Taqueria. May 10th, Feed Bag at Surrey Hill, Watercolor Cafe, Yankee Rebel Tavern. May 11th, Little Dowd's Market and Deli. May 17th, Bistro on the Greens at Mission Point, Bobby's Bar at Woods Restaurant, Carriage House, Dinner Only, Lunch Starts 5:20, Woods Restaurant. On May 24th, Ice House Barbecue, Lily's Lemonade at Mission Point Resort. Then May 24th or 25th, Bill's Grill at Harbor View Inn. Then you have the Lantern Lounge at Jockey Club on June 1st. To be determined, Cannonball Oasis, Chuck Wagon of Mackinac, Demitasse at Grand Hotel, Doghouse at Windermere, Esther Williams Pool, Grill and Bar at Grand Hotel, Grand Hotel Afternoon Tea, Lucky Bean Coffee House, Mighty Mac Hamburgers, Millie's on Main, Sadie's Ice Cream Parlor at Grand Hotel, Winchester's. So you, for your bicycle rentals, let's see here, opening days, early April, Mackinac Wheels, April 26th, Mission Point Resort Bicycle Rental, May 1st, Mackinac Cycle, on May 3rd, Island House Bikes, Mackinac Bike Barn, To Be Determined, the Grand Hotel Bicycle Rental, Mackinac Island Bike Shop, Riva's Bicycle Rental, Riva's Lakeview Bike Rental. Churches. Open year-round, Mackinac Island Bible Church, St. Anne's Catholic Church, Trinity Episcopal Church. May 3rd, Mission Church opens, and To Be Determined, Little Stone Congregational Church. So these are all the opening dates that they have out now. So it's coming very, very quickly. And so this leads me to what I'm going to be discussing today, and that is another restaurant on the island. I thought this was good for me to come on here and talk about this before we go into what next week's episode is, and I will touch on that after I go through that. So today we're going to be talking about Fort Mackinac Tea Room. And if you are not aware of that, Fort Mackinac has, when you're coming in on the ferries, two sets of umbrellas that I always look for, the pink ones at Pink Pony and the yellow ones up there by the fort. So the tea room is actually run by the Grand Hotel, but it is based inside Fort Mackinac. And this is what they have to say. Now, if you want information about the tea room, you have to go to thegrandhotel.com. And you're going to go under menu and then restaurants, and then you can find Fort Mackinac Tea Room. I will put the link for the Grand Hotel down in the show notes so you can have that. The pinnacle of casual dining. Drenched in history and located at Fort Mackinac, this bluffside bistro imbues the spirit, history, traditions, and inspirations of Lake Huron with the comfort of well-known American cuisine. The light, simple, yet unexpected menu offers something different, something for everyone, while serving up the best views of Mackinac Harbor on the island. A welcome outpost for island and national park visitors alike, Fort Mackinac Tea Room is a hidden treasure in plain sight. Please note that Fort Mackinac requires admission, so you have to go into the fort in order to go to the tea room. You can't just go to the tea room. So, for adults, it's $15.50, and for children 5 through 12, it is $9.25 for the fort entry. So don't forget that the fort is up there at Fort Mackinac, but it's also down on Market Street, too. So, they just have a lunch menu, as their hours are starting Friday, May 3rd, 2024, open daily 10 to 5, okay? It is casual dining, and they just have lunch. So, they have warm pretzel bites with whole grain mustard dipping sauce, smoked Mackinac whitefish dip, toasted pita bread. Oh, I'm sorry, the pretzel bites are $12. The whitefish dip is $17. local cheese and charcuterie board, toasted bread, whole mustard, cherry compote for $16. You've got fresh fruit plate with local honey, $14. Chicken noodle soup with oyster crackers. You've got a cup for $8, a bowl for $11. Chips and dips, crispy tortilla, fire roasted salsa, warm queso for $12. So salads, any add in chicken to any salad for $8. You've got your chef's salad, which is ham, turkey, hard-boiled egg, tomato, cucumber, cheddar cheese for $18. Your classic Caesar salad, romaine lettuce, shaved Parmesan, tomato, creamy Caesar dressing for $16. Quinoa, corn, and avocado salad, baby greens, tomato, lime vinaigrette for $17. Then for your entrees, there is a smoked chicken sandwich with potato chips pickle spear for $18, mesquite turkey wrap potato chips pickle spear for $17, bratwurst potato chips pickle spear $15, tuna salad sandwich, shaved cucumber brioche bun potato chips pickle spear for $16. You've got your tomato basil flatbread for $16. For sweets, you've got warm cherry cobbler with vanilla ice cream for $10. Guernsey ice cream milkshake, chocolate, strawberry, vanilla for $10. Here are the beverages that they offer. They have coffee or hot tea. They have Pepsi brand products for their pop, milkshakes, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. They do have beer, which is Big Porch, Oberon, Two Hearted, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Corona, Heineken. Those are $9 each. The milkshakes are $10. Pop is $5 along with coffee and hot tea. A glass of the Grand Hotel wine, Chardonnay, Cabernet, Sauvignon Blanc, Riesling, and Pinot Noir is $20. A glass of Chandon sparkling wine, Blanc or Rosé is $25. And a bottle of the Grand Hotel wine, the Chardonnay, Cabernet, Sauvignon Blanc, the Riesling, Pinot Noir sparkling wine is $79. Many of the dishes can be adjusted to gluten-free or vegetarian. 1 year when I did go up to Mackinac, I treated myself to a bottle of Grand Hotel Cabernet, and it was delicious. Okay, so they do have a kids menu, so I'm going to go over that. All entrees are served with milk or juice and fruit cup. So for the entrees, there's chicken fingers with chips, macaroni and cheese with chips, a kosher hot dog with chips, mini hamburger with chips, kids pasta, choice of butter or tomato sauce, Parmesan, grilled chicken breast, potatoes, and vegetables, petite medallion or beef, potatoes, and vegetables. For the dessert options, there's chocolate chip cookie, ice cream sandwich, cup of dirt, kid-sized grand pecan ball, chocolate sauce. And it doesn't have any of the prices for what their kids' menu cost. So if you are up there visiting the fort and you're worried about lunch, just know that you can go there to the Fort Mackinac Tea Room to enjoy lunch while you're there and see the amazing view. So part of the reason I wanted to talk about that today is because next week there is going to be a fantastic interview that you'll have a couple from him. And he is, his name is Dominic, and he is the head of marketing for the Parks Department for Mackinac Island. So he was gracious enough to come and share some great information. I could pick his brain for hours, but it's just trying to find the time for us to get some of these done. So for the next 6 to 7 weeks, you're going to have a series of interviews to enjoy after this episode. So we have several fun episodes I'm looking forward to. We've got some shops, we've got photographers, we've got some history, just a lot coming up for you, and then ending up with another restaurant to learn about, and we're going to be learning about someone that is affiliated with the restaurant. So then I'd be going back to our dining options, even though it's jumping ahead of where the location is. All right, well, that is everything. I will have the show notes with all the links so that you can go and check them out. And I hope everybody's gotten their trip booked for this year. I know we do. So excited. Okay, well, that concludes this week's episode. I look forward to talking to you next time about our favorite place, Mackinac Island. Totally Mackinac Island is written, produced, and edited by me, Heather.